Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Adani Group Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Diwakar Pingle from EY Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q1 FY26 investor call of Adani Group. To discuss the results and answer your questions today, we have the management team from Adani Group represented by Mr. Harish Lakshmi, the Chairman of Adani Group, Mr. P. A. Padmanabhan, President, Finance and Group CFO, and Mr. J. Anand, Executive Vice President, Finance and CFO, Adani Holdings. Please note that the results and presentations have already been mailed to you, and you can also view it on the company's website. In case anyone does not have a copy of the presentation and you have not received the mail, please write to us, and we'll be happy to send same to you. Before we start, I'd like to say that everything that is said in this call that reflects any outlook for the future or which can be construed as a forward-looking statement must be viewed in conjunction with the uncertainties that we face. These uncertainties and risks are included and not limited to what we mentioned in prospectus and subsequently annual reports, which you can find on the website. With that said, let me kind of invite Harish to take over. Over to you, Harish.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for dialing in. I'd like to welcome you all for this teleconference. I'd like to start with a few comments on the industry. The automotive industry began FY26 on a mixed footing. While early quarter momentum was initially encouraging, the demand softened towards the close of the quarter, leading to subdued overall growth across vehicle categories. The passenger vehicles maintained their growth trajectory, supported by robust demand in the multi-utility vehicle segment and healthy export performance. However, the passenger car segment saw a noticeable slowdown, signaling a shift in consumer preferences. The commercial vehicle segment witnessed growth supported by seasonal recovery and improved financing conditions, while the MHCV segment saw an uptick driven by fleet replacement and pre-buying ahead of the mandatory air-conditioned cabin implementation. The farm tractor segment recorded a strong growth during the quarter, reflecting a revival in rural sentiment, early monsoon progress in key agricultural belts. The two-wheeler segment saw muted growth, impacted by OEM inventory corrections as well as decline in demand for some of the entry-level commuter bikes. Coming to our company's financial performance, the total revenue was 884.4 crores for the first quarter, compared to 823.8 crores in the first quarter of last year, with an increase of 7.4%. I'm happy to share that we had 800 crores of new business wins in the quarter. This will position us to drive future growth and cement our leadership position across our product categories. Following the completion of the merger, Adani Madras has sharpened its focus on unlocking synergies across operations. We have made tangible progress in improving operational efficiency, lowering costs, and enhancing profitability levers. During Q1 FY26, EBITDA margin improved by 30 basis points from 8.6%-8.9%. The aftermarket segment faced a challenging quarter, but we are actively driving capability building, range expansion, and new product introductions to strengthen the market presence. On the U.S. tariffs, the U.S. business currently contributes around 8% of Adani Madras revenue, and it has not seen any immediate tariff-related impact. Our strong global quality reputation and competitive cost-based position position us well to navigate the evolving trade scenario. On the global front, the auto component industry is navigating geopolitical shifts. The recent tariff announcements by the U.S. administration could impact pricing and supply chain flows in the short term. We are closely monitoring these developments, especially in the context of India-U.S. trade negotiations. While the near-term uncertainty persists due to global trade tensions and the recent tariff measures, we remain cautiously optimistic about FY26. Domestic demand fundamentals are intact, supported by infrastructure projects, festive season momentum, and rural income stability. We anticipate moderate growth across major segments. However, the impact of component shortages, inventory adjustments of OEMs, and price increases will remain key monitorables. With these remarks, we'll now open for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Take the next question from the line of Lakshmi Narayan KG from Tunga Investments. Please proceed.
Thank you. Just want to understand, ZF Rane Automotive India Private Limited, what is the debt we are actually carrying?
One second. What is the total debt? 679 crores.
Okay. And what is the pathway? Is it that the debt would kind of come down, or what is the, how do you think about it in this business, in ZF Rane?
Eventually it will come down, but I think in the short term, when I look at the next 1 or 2 years, it will continue at these levels. Because of the strong order position of ZRII, especially on the, most of the debt is on the seatbelt and airbag side. So, we are seeing good growth opportunities, and therefore the business needs more investment. So we are using debt as one of the reasons.
So, see, we are almost doing close to 2,500 crores in this business. Want to understand in the next 2-3 years, what is the kind of capacity you are building, and what would be the peak revenue that you can actually expect based on the capacity you're building for the next 3 years in this business?
Yeah, so I'll answer the question in two parts. One is the occupant safety systems division, which is making the seatbelt and airbag. That business is growing very fast, as it's a strong double digit, sometimes even touching 15-20%. And we are looking at that kind of growth rate continuing over the next 3-4 years. And that is a mix of both domestic, because of, the six airbag, the market, regardless of legislation, the market is moving, the consumer preference is moving towards more airbags in a vehicle. And on top of it, we have a healthy book of business for exports, both directly to vehicle manufacturers supported by ZF, as well as to other ZF plants. So we are quite optimistic about this business for strong double-digit growth, and more investments are continuing. And as you're aware, this is some of the investments are also approved through the PLI scheme. As far as the steering gear division is concerned, the fortunes are tied more to the commercial vehicle segment, and that market has softened a bit. So there we are not seeing as much growth. But of course, the steering gear division is the more solid business in terms from a balance sheet perspective. There's no debt, as well as the margins are tend to be higher than the occupant safety business. But that business will pick up as soon as the CV market rises.
Got it. So I'm just trying to understand from a capacity of building on this business, over the next 2-3 years, what is the, right now we are around 2,500 crores run, kind of a run rate. How much it can actually really be theoretically possible?
So the capacity is at peak, optimum. That is why we are continuously investing. See, the business is going to grow at about 15-18% per annum. And for the incremental sales, generally the investment on the occupant safety side is about 1:5. So for every 5 rupees of sales, 1 rupee investment is needed. So we will continue to make those investments.
Got it. And what's the kind of margin you typically would like to keep it either at an EBITDA level or at a PAT level for this business?
So the EBITDA for this business, you know, will generally hover around 10-11%.
Got it. Thank you, Harish. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, a reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ritik from Beyond Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, so one question around Rani Steering Limited. Hello.
Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, so sequentially our revenue has gone down, but our margins have improved over here. So what has changed? Plus, where do we see this business in next 2 to 3 years? And are there any business win towards this business?
Yeah, I'll answer that question. There's a growth and increase. Yeah. So as far as the revenue is concerned, I think last quarter, this quarter, there has actually been a 6% growth. But the margins have improved even more. There are a couple of reasons for that. I think, one, there were some extraordinary items of land sale, which is non-operating. But even in the operating also, we have got some increases because of certain price settlements that we received from our customers that were pending. But a lot of it was to do with some of the past claims as well. So therefore, I think that would have also got reflected in this quarter. But going forward also, the operating margin will be slightly better than last year's performance, but we still have ways to go in terms of improving the margins further on this business. And as I've said in the past calls, this is going to take about a couple of years because of the poor pricing of some of the new businesses, which we are doing our best to correct. But as and when some new businesses that we have booked, which are at much better profit margins, as and when they start coming into the P&L, we will see the margin improvement.
And so have we added any other customers except Maruti over here?
Yeah, we have added one more customer during the January to March quarter, which we had announced for a new electric steering program for one of a passenger car platform.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mihir Vora from Equirus. Please proceed.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. So basically,
sorry to interrupt, Mr.
Vihi. Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Yes, sir. Can you please come closer to your device and then speak? And a bit louder.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So basically, my question was that I was going through the order book and it has been quite good in the quarter. So is it something that, you know, is a new order wins or is it replacement of some previous products also?
It's a combination of both. I don't have the exact split up. But a lot of it is also the new business.
And can we expect this to continue in the same range or, you know, slightly below? But, you know, it was quite positive to see that number.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to give any numbers, except I can tell you that we are optimistic that, you know, the order book pipeline looks good and we are confident of continuing to book a lot of new business. Now, whether we can maintain this, so there are always quarter-to-quarter variations. So I don't want to predict, but I can tell you that we feel positive about winning new businesses, booking even more businesses.
Right. And the second part is on the technology front. You know, now we are also seeing stair-by-wire technology coming in from ZF. So basically, this still has a very nascent penetration. But if this product starts, you know, the penetration for this increases, how do we see Rane Madras products into the steering system placed here? Because that is mainly into the intermediate parts. So how do we see that risk?
Yeah. No, so, you know, the steer by wire, I'll put it into two parts. As far as the export is concerned, you know, Rani Madras has a lot of opportunities to be a tier two supplier to the major steering players like Bosch, ZF next year. In fact, I can share with you that we already supply to one or two steer by wire products for exports. As far as the Indian market is concerned, you know, the market is still far away for steer by wire type of products in the Indian market. But however, certain other advanced steering technologies like rack drives, those will start coming into the Indian market. And as you know, we have signed a license agreement with ZF to bring those through the joint venture that we have. So those business, as far as Indian market is concerned, that we are hopeful that ZF Rane will capture that business. And once we do that, there is potential for Rane Madras to be a supplier of certain components for those products in the domestic market.
Okay, sir. And the final question would be, like, recently, which the land sale, which, you know, we have done. So just wanted to understand whether, you know, this would be a complete full-on land sale, or there's some terms like, you know, we'll be receiving payments in a period of, say, 2 years, 3 years, or it would be a spot payment?
No. It's over a fixed period.
Okay. And so our debt reduction target remains the same, around 150 crores.
Correct. Yes.
All right, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please proceed.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, sir. So on the land sale again, I mean, so, I mean, given this kind of exceeds what our expectations were overall, does the other land parcel also still stay in play for us to monetize or not anymore?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Yeah, so this Velachery land sale, which we did, I mean, exceeds, I mean, so earlier our expectations were we wanted to monetize 100-200 crores of land. This itself gave us 350 crores. So do we intend to do another parcels of land which we had put out in that voting shareholders vote? We had taken for some 3-4 land parcels. So does that still stay in play, or we are done in terms of selling of land?
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, all those properties mentioned in that shareholders' approval are surplus, and there is no foreseeable need. So if we find an economically valuable proposal, you know, it is a, it is, if it's a good deal, we may do it. So, but so the short answer to your question is, yes, we are continuing to evaluate some more options. No decisions have been taken.
Correct. So there's a possibility that we might be able to monetize a large part of our, I mean, we might be able to reach large part of our debt this year itself. I mean, Velachery plus maybe those other parcels.
It's a possibility. Yeah.
Fair enough. And so second, two aspects. One, we wanted to, I mean, this is Rane Madras specific. So one, after, I think 4-6 quarters, we are seeing some movement in exports. We are seeing some growth coming back, which we used to see for 3-5 years earlier. So, one comment is, anything changing, anything you would like to highlight there?
Well, no, I mean, clearly there has been, after almost 4 quarters of flat or negative growth in exports, we are seeing some, you know, some uptick in the market. But obviously, the latest development on the unexpected development on the tariffs is making us, you know, concerned or nervous. So we'll have to see what happens. But otherwise, you know, with some of the market coming back, as well as some new business that we have won, you know, should continue.
Correct. But this export growth that we saw would be across geography, right? Including Europe.
Yes.
Fair enough. And sir, lastly, on margins, right? So we intended to take this margins up to double digit, maybe 11-12%. And also, last quarter, we did speak about some synergies coming in after merging all of these businesses together. So, one, if you can highlight, I mean, 3-6 months into this process, I mean, are those synergies materializing? Is it material enough for our size and scale? And second, on our trajectory towards this double-digit margins.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely the synergies are beginning to come in. As you know, as we communicated earlier, I would break down the synergies into three buckets. One is straightaway immediate, you know, on the day of the merger, which are largely, you know, compliance-driven costs from running three public listed companies to one public listed company. So obviously those have already been realized. Then there are some short-term synergy benefits of, you know, consolidating the financial position, therefore leveraging the balance sheet to reduce things like interest rate, et cetera. So those kind of things are also underway, and some of it has also been realized, and some more will be realized soon. And there are, in that also, there are also some other, like, indirect materials, that procurement, whether by through consolidated buying. So those are in active discussion right now, and, you know, we expect some results also during this year. So I think all put together, you know, these from a short-term perspective, this we expect, 1%, as I had shared during the RML AGM, you know, 1% improvement in margin is a sure possibility at the current volume levels. And then in the longer term is the third bucket, which is little bit more synergies of consolidated direct material purchasing, you know, centralization of certain organization functions, et cetera, which will take a few more years to come, but in the next 18, 24 months, we will start to see those. So a combination of these initiatives, combined with hopefully some growth in the market, if, you know, the passenger car market and the CV market, starts growing in high single digit, if not double digit. If all that happens, I think, we are on track to hit, double digit EBITDA margins.
Fair enough. And just to clarify, this 1% increase in margin is just from this, very immediate and short-term synergies which you are expecting?
Yeah, over a year. That's as I said.
Over a year. Yeah, yeah. Correct.
Yes.
Fair enough. Sure. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mithun from Kivah Advisors. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. One question on the ZF Rani business. We have seen a quarter-on-quarter slight decline in the margin. I just wanted to know, out of the 625 crore, how much is in the safety business and how much in the remaining business? Is the revenue mix currently?
Yeah. So if you look at the safety business, during the Q1, just go to the... Yeah. Yeah. So the 389 crore was from the safety business, and 218 crore was from the steering business. And actually, the steering, the safety business, there was a 28% growth. And also, of course, that's also because of the acquisition that we did of the steering wheel business. So that's the reason for the growth. The steering business had a -3%, as I mentioned, largely because of the commercial vehicle market.
Got it. And I just wanted to understand, and you mentioned that the steering business has higher margins than the safety business, right?
Yes.
So, we will get top line growth, but maybe the margins will be more in the 10-11% range, or could we do better than that in this ZF Rani business?
No, I mean, unless the commercial vehicle market picks up, you know, I'm not seeing an opportunity. We are all hopeful the commercial market will pick up during the second half. If that happens, margin expansion is definitely possible.
Also, you had mentioned that last time that the safety business of ZF Rani would be moved and housed into a separate company. I just wanted to understand the timeline for that and any implications of that happening.
Yeah. So, you know, the process is well underway, as announced earlier. Right now, the matter is going through the NCLT process, I'm not able to give an exact timeline, but it should happen during this financial year. So in the next two quarters, Q2, Q3, and I don't know, with in case of some procedural, it could go to Q4. But I think during the next 6 to 9 months, it should happen.
And then we would have 49% of that business, or it would become 100% subsidiary of ZF Rani?
No. This will be two separate joint ventures.
Okay.
Yeah. So RHL will own 49 in one joint venture and 49 in the other joint venture.
Got it. And any implications of that, too, in terms of costs or anything?
Sorry? Any?
Any implication of costs or
sort of
benefits? Okay.
No. I mean, this is largely being done because ZF took a decision to globally carve out their occupant safety business. So as a part of that process, we are also, supporting ZF in that move.
Understood. And on the Rani steering systems business, we've seen some quarter-on-quarter improvement on the margins, even on a year-on-year basis, to about 3.9%. I just wanted to understand, that's quite a significant improvement. So just wanted to understand how the trajectory of the margins here would move on an annual basis.
So as I explained earlier already, this quarter there were also some price increases of last year that were received during this quarter. So that drove the margin improvement, and of course there is some improvement also through efficiency that's happening. But as I explained, it's going to take a few more years before we see EBITDA levels going up further. I mean, this 3-4% EBITDA definitely is a we have visibility, but beyond that is a function of some of the new business kicking in, etc. So it's going to take some time.
So what levels would the new business be at, just to understand?
Sorry, what level?
What levels of margins would the new business be at?
So those would be at about 8% EBITDA.
Okay. Thank you. I rejoin.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Komal from Ratnabali Group. Please proceed.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So I just wanted to understand on the status of our current provisioning of the legacy order book. So where are we at, and are we done with it, or still there's more to come?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question. Can you repeat?
So the provisioning part of our legacy orders, like the ones in the Rani steering. So do we see more provisioning in the coming quarters, or are we done with it?
So you're talking of the legacy warranty matter?
Correct.
Yeah. No more. There'll definitely be no more provisions.
Okay. That was all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Raja Kumar Vaidyanathan, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Few questions. So first one, any update on that receipt of balance consideration for the sale of the US subsidiary? Do we have any update?
There is no update. As you know, we have written it off completely in our books. Theoretically, there is a chance that we might get it, but I personally don't think it will happen in the short term. We still don't know what's going to happen to that business, whether it will survive, whether it will go into bankruptcy, and if it goes into bankruptcy, whether after the liquidation process, there is a possibility of us getting some money, but I am not able to see any visibility for it right now.
Okay, but don't you think that with the tariff situation, that unit will revive and there is a possibility of recovering the money?
No,
or is that a remote possibility?
No, I don't think it's a possibility. See, because the even if with tariff situation, this kind of manufacturing you know, sustaining in US, just doing casting and machining, I'm not able to see whether that will happen. But we don't know. I mean, we are no longer connected with that business. But I think they will find it very difficult, because again, that will call for huge investments, and I don't know whether the new owners are willing to make that kind of investment.
Okay. And sir, the next question is on this land sale. In the press release, you have mentioned that some portion of the land in Velachery is retained for constructing an office where all the offices of Rani Group will be consolidated. So I just want to know, will that include the offices that you have in your Cathedral Road, Chennai as well?
No, that is not included. That is part of Rani Holdings. So okay. All the Rani Madras businesses, you know, that are, they are active today, spread across, there are five or six city offices, etc. That will all get consolidated.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, just two clarifications. So the first one is in the initial call, you mentioned the tariff situation, the impact on the Rani Group, but that was more for Rani Madras. So I just want to know, will there be any impact on Rani Steering and the ZF Group as well?
Yeah, so Rani Steering has almost zero exports that go to North America, so negligible. So they, therefore, the tariff will not impact RSSL. ZRAI, there is, again, not a significant, there is some exports to North America, but it's not a significant number. So therefore, these two businesses will not get impacted by the tariff.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, just one suggestion in your PowerPoint, you're giving the revenue, EBITDA and PAT, but there is no PBT mentioned. So, and there's a lot of movement in numbers, so it would be helpful if you also give the PBT numbers for each of the divisions.
We'll review this.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Tunga Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah. Thanks again. So Harish, see, ZF in Germany is facing certain issues. Now, how that Is it affecting or is it influencing any of the decisions which they are taking in India, either committing capacity or committing technology, or is it actually the velocity of those transactions have come down? Can you just throw some light on that?
Yeah. So, I'm not able to exactly answer your question. Yes, the fact is ZF is going through a very difficult time, and therefore they have to recalibrate themselves. As far as the joint venture is concerned, if this is a it's a self-driven kind of a joint venture, there is not much involvement with the financial situation of ZF. So therefore, it will not impact the joint venture in any manner. So the relationship is very strong, and therefore, when they are going through a difficult time, Rane will also, be with them and stay with them. They are a strong company. As far as their ambitions in India, etc., are concerned, I don't know the details. I'm guessing that they are, controlling how much capital they spend. But at the same time, I'm sure they realize that, India has a strong growth story. So how they're going to, calibrate both, I'm not aware.
In your capacity expansion, the capital would be committed in the proportion of your joint venture, right?
Yeah, but as you can see, the joint venture company by itself is very healthy, and the balance sheet can support its own source of funds. So it's not like Rane Holdings and ZF have to bring in fresh equity or anything. So they will fund its own growth.
Got it. On your erstwhile NSK division, is there any tax credit you get, because there have been a lot of losses which you may be carrying forward? So what is the tax asset that is being created, whether you will actually get some benefit in terms of tax? Because this quarter I see that the PAT is higher. So can you just help me understand that part?
One second, can you open?
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Jain, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, we'll come back to your question.
I have one
question. Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, I have one question. How much debt we have in Rane Steering?
About 175 debt.
Rane Steering. Yeah, around 175. Rane Steering. 175. Yeah, around 175. 175. And okay. And then I see that we are going to infuse more capital. Rane Holding is going to infuse more capital in it. So the debt will come down.
Yes, the debt will come down.
Okay, understood. And for the Velachery land, we have received 100 crores. When are we going to receive the balance?
There is a scheduled payment over the next, 12 months.
Over 12 months? Okay. Okay, thank you.
Part of the payment, not the entire, that 360, as I said, that's a combination of us retaining some space for the office, etc. So, but a bulk of it will come in the next 12 months.
Okay, understood. Thanks.
Coming back to that, the PAT.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Raja Kumar Vaidyanathan, an individual investor. Please proceed. I would request Mr. Raja Kumar to unmute and then speak.
Yeah. Sir, thanks for the follow-up. Sir, I just want to know, what is the warranty provision you are carrying as on date?
So the warranty provision is about 19 crores is the leftover provision.
Okay. And can you also give me what was the amount we utilized in the last two quarters, sir? Is it possible?
How much provision was used in the last two quarters?
Yeah, because I want to know whether there has been any movement or there is no movement.
Marginal movement, maybe 3-4 crores maximum.
Okay. So there is a potential opportunity to have a reversal of this at some point?
We'll take a decision probably by January, February. We still can't tell with certainty.
Okay. Okay, got it, sir. And sir, the second question is, I know we have done the merger at the RNL level, so I asked this question in a couple of calls prior to this. So I just want to know, so do you have this agenda of consolidating further at the RHL level, maybe not this year, next financial year? Will that be in your, part of your agenda?
No, so we keep looking at this from time to time. And as and when there is some it is appropriate and it makes sense from a shareholder perspective, we will definitely consider. Right now there is nothing immediate on the horizon.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Tunga Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah, my question was unanswered. You could get that question in the PAT.
No, we didn't understand the question. What is your question on PAT, Lakshmi?
No. See, there is maybe some tax credit you would get because there have been some losses in the steering business.
Right.
How much is that total amount? That is number one. And second, whether that would be consumed over what period of time? And you talked about the margins at 3.9% or so. So do you think at least that 3 to 4% of margin can be is something which you can actually assume for the next couple of years?
So Lakshmi, see, most of the tax losses have already been used. If you recollect, as part of the NSK settlement last year, the company received 176 crores as income last year in the month of September. So at that point in time, most of the unabsorbed losses, etc., was set off.
Okay. Got it. And on this margin of 3.9% which you have, Is it something which one can at least assume that the band of 3 to 4 is something which would actually operate for the next foreseeable future before the new businesses kick in?
Yeah, see, the new businesses don't kick in till 2 years from now. So till that time, yes, this 3 to 4%, you know, more 3 than 4 is what you know, we are trying to achieve.
Got it. And on Rane Madras, what is the debt we are carrying? And I think after this particular land transaction, what will be the debt we will have?
So RML, where is it?
796 crores.
796 crores is the current debt as on June 30th. And okay, so about since then another 70-75 crores has been paid off. So it will continue to come down. You know, as I said earlier, about 150 crores is the target during this year.
Sorry. And what I mean, how our market share has performed in terms of the steering systems and the OSD?
Market
share.
Yeah, so we are continuing to maintain our share. There is no significant movement. We continue to, as far as steering is concerned, as you know, we are the largest supplier in Maruti, and then that continues. And occupant safety system, we have made good inroads into customers like Mahindra, so there is no significant share movement.
Got it. Any new platform wins we have in terms of these two divisions, like you know, both OSD as well as the steering?
I don't have the breakup. There has been some winning, some new business winning, part of that 800 crores, and I think we have put it in the investor presentation. We have given the breakup of the wins.
Okay. And I'll refer that. Thank you.
Yeah, please refer that. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next call, I would like to remind participants that in order to ask a question, please press star and 1. We take the next question from the line of Jigar Shah and Financial Research. Please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you. My question has been answered. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We take the next question from the line of Krishna Kumar from Lion Hill Capital Private Limited. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. So since now we have completed the consolidation at Rane Madras level, is there any guidance that you can share in terms of how do you look at merger of Rane steering systems into Rane Madras to get more synergy benefits? Is that a possibility, or is that company kept separate to make sure we get some technology or strategic partners there? What would be the way forward over the next couple of years on that, sir?
As I explained a few minutes ago, you know, there's no immediate plan right now. As you know, the NSK transaction happened subsequent to our announcement of the merger, and we had kept out the joint ventures at that time. So this is something that we will keep reviewing, you know, every time, and when it makes sense for all shareholders, both Rane Holding shareholder, Rane Madras shareholders, you know, decisions will be taken. But there is nothing immediate right now.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all, in order to ask a question, please press star and 1. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. So thank you all for your time and detailed questions. We appreciate your continued interest and support. I think despite the immediate challenges globally, you know, due to geopolitical and tariff-related issues, we continue to remain confident in our strategy and the strength of the Indian market. As articulated, we continue to see opportunities to enhance our profitability across our product lines. I also wanted to share that based on the feedback received from many of you, we have moved now from a half-yearly to quarterly call with all the investors. Going forward, these calls will be handled by Mr. Padmanabhan, you know, he's our group CFO, and a team that is going to be specifically focused on providing answers to the investors. And I will continue to be there in the calls twice in a year. So next quarter you will hear from Padmanabhan and team, and then maybe I'll join the subsequent quarter. So I want to thank you all for your participation in this call, and let's hope that the company's performance, you know, continues to improve every quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Rane Group Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.